We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility, through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions,
is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends? We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives as we honor a part of ourselves.
Selamat datang, honored viewers. That is welcome in Malay, a language spoken by about 18 million people. It's a pleasure to have you with us today on Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Please join us anytime on Supreme Master Television. Our programs can be viewed 24 hours a day and 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835. Australia, New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10 Ku band and Intelsat 10 C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6, Asia, Intelsat 10 C band, ABS, Egesat 2 and Egesat 3S, North America, Galaxy 19, Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 907.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 17 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Cameroon, channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Mongolia, in the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervision's channel 47 and Orange Cable Company's channel 65. In Kotul, on channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Slovenia, channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In the Netherlands, channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. In Formosa or Taiwan, channel 35 on multimedia on demand of Chonghua Telecom. In Taipei City, channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, channel 108 on Sinho Cable TV, Yongjiale Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. Also in Taipei County, channel 97 on Mangrove Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, channel 97 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, channel 108 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, channel 100 on Dongya Cable TV. In Penghu County, channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. And in Jinmen County, channel 105 on Mingcheng Cable TV. Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, New Zealand donates more than $3.4 million to improve eye care in the Pacific region. In humanitarian news, African children design t-shirts for non-profit Common Threads project. In good governance news, anti-smoking campaign in Seoul, South Korea, offers acupuncture to help students quit the harmful habit. Please stay with us for all this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, June the 21st, Father's Day is celebrated in various countries around the world. It is a special time to honor our loving dads and show them how much we appreciate their sacrifice, care, and encouragement. Affection and gratitude are shown to fathers on this day through gifts, family gatherings, and other fun festivities. Cooking Dad a plant-based breakfast or taking him out for an organic vegan dinner is another way to express our love for our adored fathers. Happy Father's Day to all dads, with heaven's infinite blessings.
Fly-in news. Denmark assists Ulaak of Vietnam in coping with climate change. As part of an overall $40 million donation, Denmark has initially allocated $15 million to assist Quang Nam and Bain Chur provinces with global warming mitigation projects. Programs will include Aranga forest plantings to prevent landslides, disaster preparedness, and switching local crops to adapt to changing conditions. Our appreciation and heaven bless Denmark for your benevolent aid in helping brethren in Ulaak of Vietnam adapt to the effects of climate change. May countries continue to strengthen in unity as the humanity strives to ease global warming through kinder care of our environment and fellow inhabitants.
Factory farm cruelty spawns disease.
The current swine flu has now taken a toll on at least 44,300 people worldwide in 92 countries, with more than 180 fatalities. Australia has reported her first swine flu-related loss, while Fiji and Algeria confirmed first-ever cases.
A 2006 US study found that pig farm workers are at a markedly high risk of swine flu virus infection and advised that these personnel should be included in pandemic surveillance as well as government antiviral strategies.
All pandemic flu strains originate from non-human animal species, with pigs being one of the most prevalent carriers because they can be infected with both human and bird flu strains, which could interact to form new and more lethal viruses.
The US Center for Disease Control and Prevention found that one-third to one-half of the pigs on modern farms had antibodies for influenza, evidence that they had historically or were presently infected. On factory farms, the chance that one of these circulating swine flu viruses will infect humans increases proportionally with the pig population, which numbers at least 5,000 on a typical farm. This means that viruses are likely to be continually transmitted and mutated into perhaps more deadly forms.
Fortunately, a growing number of lawmakers across the globe are monitoring this situation. Supreme Master Television recently spoke with New Zealand Green Party animal rights spokesperson Sue Ketchley about how she became aware of the plight of farmed animals.
I actually wrote to the producer boards and asked if I could come and see inside these factory farms, and to my surprise they agreed, so off I went. And really, I've always said that if consumers saw for themselves at first hand the conditions these animals are forced to endure, we just wouldn't be buying, you know, the farms would shut down. The only reason that we continue to do so is that they're hidden away and most consumers really have no idea or put it out of their minds. Because if you actually see for yourselves the sows in the cages, you cannot but conclude that the pigs are in total distress, in total misery. They were chewing the bars in frustration. They were crying out. You know, they looked absolutely desperate. And actually, I took my son, who was quite young at the time, with me on my visit, and he just said, you know, how can humans, you know, be so cruel? And I'm sure that just about everyone would have that reaction if they actually went. But most people don't actually get the opportunity to see inside a factory farm because the pig farmers don't want us to see the conditions that the animals are raised in.
Thank you, Parliament Member Kedgley, for your insights and courageous honesty to expand the awareness of fellow lawmakers and the public. As we sympathise with those fallen ill or suffering the loss of a loved one, we pray for the day when such cruel practices and the accompanying diseases subside. As recommended by the US-based Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine, let us all make the first true step to prevention and eat animal-free meals.
A vegetarian diet can help prevent diseases like cancer, obesity, and diabetes.
Some of the benefits of a vegetarian diet: lowers blood pressure, lowers cholesterol levels, reduces type 2 diabetes, prevents stroke conditions, reverses atherosclerosis, reduces heart disease risk 50%, reduces heart surgery risk 80%, prevents many forms of cancer, stronger immune system, increases life expectancy up to 15 years, higher IQ, saves 70% of a total cost of $40 trillion for reducing global warming, uses 4.5 times less land to grow food, conserves up to 70% clean water, saves 80% of the cleared Amazonian rainforest from animal grazing. A solution for world hunger. Free up 3.4 billion hectares of land. Free up 760 million tons of grain every year, or half the world's grain supply. Consumes one-third fossil fuels of those used for meat production. Reduces pollution from untreated animal waste. Maintains cleaner air. Saves 4.5 tons of emissions per U.S. household per year. Stop 80% of global warming, plus more. Save your life. Be veg. Go green. For more urgent information, please visit suprememastertv.com/harms-benefits-flyer.
Somali pirates find new lives. Traveling in the country's Puntland region, Somali Sheikh Abdulkader Nurfara recently stated that he and a group of elders spoke with 80 reformed pirates in the coastal town of Ale, where they found that all had been living more wholesome lifestyles for 8 months already. Group members there further stated that they felt their mission was to advocate against piracy. With Puntland having one of the highest rates of poverty in conflict-stricken Somalia, the so-called pirates there have said that it is often desperation that drives them to this activity. However, the Sheikh noted progress in observing that Ale is no longer a primary destination for detained ships. Puntland's president, Abdurrahman Faroli, who was elected on an anti-piracy platform, has also affirmed his intention to implement programs to help restore normalcy to the region. Our gratefulness, Sheikh Abdulkader Nurfara, President Faroli, for this news and for your efforts to encourage this transformative change. We also salute the 80 men for returning to ways of goodness. With heaven's grace, may they and many others find abundant dignity and fulfillment in their new lives.
U.S. President Barack Obama promotes importance of fatherhood.
Fathers are our first teachers and coaches. There are mentors, there are role models.
In advance of Father's Day, President Obama hosted a series of events to salute fathers and encourage them toward active roles in fulfilling their parental responsibilities. Commending programs that currently exist to support men in fatherhood, President Obama said that the greatest gift fathers can pass to their children is the gift of hope.
Even the smallest moments can end up having an enormous impact, a lasting impact on a child's life.
Noting that children without fathers in their lives are far more likely to have problems growing up, he stated, "There have been days when the demands of work have taken me from my duties as a father, and I have missed some moments in my daughter's lives that I will never get back."
So I've been far from perfect, but in the end it's not about being perfect. It's not always about succeeding, but it's about always trying. Well, let me tell you the story of me. First of all, Malia was born on the 4th of July. You know, the first time you see that child and bringing her home, driving really slow in that little car seat, and then that night, knowing that there was this new life inside your house, in a little bassinet and remembering to check on them every 5 minutes to make sure they're still breathing, and then feeling them lying on your chest, you know, when you fed them and they're falling asleep, and you knew at that moment something that if you're not a father yet, people say and you don't believe, which is at that moment you realize you will do anything for that child. There's nothing you wouldn't do for them in a heartbeat. And that bond between, you know, a parent and a child is something that, you know, is precious. It's sacred. And it's a true blessing.
We thank you, Your Excellency, for your encouraging leadership and support to fathers everywhere, wishing you and all dads a very happy Father's Day, spent in warm companionship with your appreciative families.
Britain's Buckingham Palace adorned with royal organic veggie patch. In a new area designated by Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth II for the cultivation of organic vegetables, royal gardeners will use liquid seaweed as fertilizer to grow veggies such as tomatoes, lettuce, beans, onions, leeks and carrots. The goal of the new garden is to preserve rare seed varieties as well as promote healthy eating and sustainable lifestyles. The Queen's Deputy Garden Manager, Claire Midgley, said, "We are trying to promote growing your own food and vegetables, getting families and children involved. It's a growing movement throughout the country, and we are just hoping to encourage that. Our respectful salute, Your Majesty, for your noble example of organic growing. Surely many more people will be inspired towards similar benefit to themselves and the environment by doing the same." Save Our Planet, Ancient Lakesite and Lightning Discovered on Mars. US scientists led by research associate Gaetano Di Achille have found definitive evidence of a shoreline revealing what seems to have been an 80-square-mile lake that was once 1,500 feet deep, which formed approximately 3.4 billion years ago. Mr. Di Achille said that certain features indicate the lake evaporated or froze with the ice disappearing during a time of sudden change in climate.
Other U.S. researchers have additionally discovered direct evidence of dry electrical discharges during dust storms on Mars, which affects the chemistry of the atmosphere, its habitability, and might explain how life began on the planet.
What astounding findings, U.S. scientists. May these glimpses into past events on Mars hasten our own actions to save the bounteous Earth that supports our life today.
In a January 2009 video conference with Supreme Master Television staff, Supreme Master Qinghai offered insights on the evolution of Mars, with suggestions for how to be better stewards of our planet.
I just asked the planet people to create goodness right now, so we still can live here in the free air, and we still preserve the environment or whatever that's left over, and not continue further deterioration. And the planet will recover quickly, because we have not reached the point that Mars have reached before the mass extinction. They thought they have a lot of time, but they didn't. In the past 5 years, they have been warned, but they did not listen. They did not change. And then the last 2 months, it's happened just so fast, nobody even has time to even think. That's why I ask the people, please, please wake up, wake up. It's so easy to just be vegetarian, be vegan. Very easy. Everyone can do it. Every individual just choose peace and there will be peace on Earth.
Save Our Planet. White House report reflects grave planetary crisis.
We're here to release what I think is by far the most up-to-date, comprehensive, and authoritative assessment of climate change impacts on the United States.
Compiled by nearly 40 academic, government, and institute scientists, The report cites rapidly increasing temperatures, food crisis, severe drought, and worsening and more frequent natural disasters. It also warns of passing tipping points, which would inevitably lead to larger changes. Dr. Tom Carl of the National Climate Data Center said that we have already passed at least one such tipping point, which is irreversible sea level rise. Still, the report says there is hope if we act quickly. Senior scientist Dr. Jerry Melillo of the Marine Biological Lab in Massachusetts stated, "The observed climate changes that we report are not opinions to be debated. They are facts to be dealt with, and we can act now to avoid the worst impacts."
We're already beginning to feel the effects of climate change in every region and across many aspects of society and the economy. These impacts are projected to grow with continued climate change. How severe these impacts will be is largely in our hands, determined by choices we make now and in the years to come.
Drs. Carl and Melillo, other report authors and U.S. government, we are grateful for this clear call to action. May humanity swiftly adopt more earth-saving lifestyles to ensure the stability of our planetary home.
Save our planet. Mexican media highlights climate change. On June the 4th, a global warming conference was held in Veracruz, Mexico, with Supreme Master Qinghai invited as the guest of honor. During her video message, Supreme Master Qinghai provided a comprehensive picture of climate change effects throughout the globe, along with effective solutions for addressing them.
The event drew significant media interest and was broadcast live on Mexico City's top radio station, Los 40 Principales, at 101.7 FM, which reaches nearly 5 million listeners. Mexico's second largest television network, TV Azteca, also invited representatives from the Supreme Master Qinghai International Association to their studio for an interview about the conference.
Hemos entendido el cambio climático o no nos hemos dado cuenta realmente lo que está pasando como sociedad.
En realidad sí, la gente sabe pedazos del problema, la gente sabe que algo está pasando porque los efectos son muy claros. Vemos que México está, por ejemplo, 45% de México es desierto.
Sí.
¿Vieron ustedes hace poco las peores inundaciones de 100 años en Tabasco?
Sí lo vemos, sí vemos que nos está afectando, pero sí estamos haciendo conciencia. Es decir, realmente, como sociedad, ¿ustedes perciben que sí estamos haciendo conciencia?
En realidad, la gente no tiene la información. Porque la gente, si tuviera la información y supiera cómo minimizar el efecto del cambio climático a través de la acción individual, no solamente la acción de un gobierno, la acción de un Estado o la acción de una institución, si ellos mismos pudieran saber cómo hacer para minimizar el impacto que ellos causan al ambiente, uno podría ayudar, porque una acción individual, comer vegetariano, tienen un gran impacto en el ambiente.
Muy bien, esto es parte precisamente de los cuidados en los que tenemos que tomar en cuenta.
Our appreciation, TV Azteca, for your receptive understanding and for helping to spread awareness of the importance of this critical global situation. With noble media such as yours, more and more people will surely soon join the organic vegan trend to save lives and our planet.
Save our planet. The Silk Road, a trade corridor to Central Asia since ancient times, currently experiences regional flooding from glacial melt that will turn to drought in coming decades as glaciers disappear.
Save Our Planet. United Nations Director of Humanitarian Affairs, John Holmes, warns that climate change will lead to increasing numbers of mega disasters in the world's large coastal cities.
Save Our Planet. The Indian Army strives to surpass a world record as well as raise awareness on the benefits of trees by restoring a deforested area with over 500,000 tree saplings planted within a 24-hour period.
Save Our Planet. With participation from several institutions, France and Mexico opened the Jacques Cousteau Observatory, a multi-site operation to monitor climate change effects in Mexico's coastal waters and advice on environmental protection.
Sunny.
And I'm Libra.
bestseller, The Birds of My Life.
Libra and I are both vegan.
Today, we have a tip on making your floors nice and sparkly.
How about starting with the ingredients, Libra?
Sure, Sunny. You will need 1 liter of boiling water, 2 tea bags, a bucket, and a soft cloth.
Place the tea bags in the boiling water for a few minutes, then pour the tea in the bucket.
When it is cool enough, dip the soft cloth in the tea and wring it out well. Wash the floor with the cloth and you'll see the fantastic results.
Why do we use tea, Libra?
Well, tea has tannic acid, which helps to make the floor shiny. And it has no toxic chemicals.
Oh yes, plus it's convenient to find in the house and not too expensive.
That's right. Many thanks for being veg, going green, and saving the planet.
Thank you for tuning in. And now for the weather around the globe.
In world news, New Zealand donates more than $3.4 million for eye care in the Pacific region. The funds will be used over the next 3 years by the non-profit Fred Hallows Foundation New Zealand to treat blindness and offer better eye care. At least 45 nurses and 8 doctors will be trained to help people in Timor-Leste and other areas throughout the Pacific. The physicians will be able to perform 200 cataracts operations and see over 1,000 new patients a year. In addition, a training and surgery unit will be inaugurated in Suva, Fiji. Eye tests and glasses will be made available locally. Our sincere gratitude, New Zealand, and the Fred Hallows Foundation New Zealand. Heaven bless you for providing this much-needed service. May your program be of immense benefit to many.
In humanitarian news, African children designed T-shirts for a charity group. A USA-based non-profit group, Common Threads, has launched a new series of T-shirts called The Orphan Collection, which features the drawings by disadvantaged youngsters in Obanjene, South Africa. The proceeds from the sale of each T-shirt will be used to feed a child for 1 month. Printed with eco-friendly water-based inks, the garments come in all sizes, as well as a tag with the name of the artist. Founder of Common Threads, Mr. Zach Folk, said, "The Orphan Collection is unique because the children have a great time with their art projects and receive the benefits of their creativity." Kudos, Mr. Zach Folk, Common Threads, and all the talented youngsters involved in this innovative endeavor. May God bless the great continent of Africa with a bright and glorious future. Up next on Noteworthy News, South Korea focuses on children for anti-smoking campaign. We're just going to take some fresh drinking water out for the dogs. More worthwhile news will be coming soon, here on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, wonderful news for a marvelous world. In good governance news, South Korean anti-smoking education campaign focuses on children from age 7. 24 elementary schools are included in the Seoul City Government's program to inform students about the many benefits of a smoke-free life. In addition, 40 middle schools and 16 high schools are part of the project, which will continue until November 2009. Officials are also providing free medical services such as acupuncture to assist young smokers in freeing themselves of their unhealthy habit. Our respectful appreciation, South Korea, for taking firm measures to protect the well-being of the young generation. May all citizens of your vibrant nation be graced with happiness and radiant good health.
Let's share some fun and laughter with a joke told by Supreme Master Qinghai entitled Waiting for You.
A policeman stopped the speeding car and the driver rolled down his window. The police said, "I've been waiting for you all day." The young driver said, "Yes, sir. That's why I drove as fast as I could to get here."
And now for our viewers' hotline.
I have been sending emails to teaching faculties of universities in Taiwan with links to Supreme Master TV's interviews of scientists. Is this also a good way to spread out the message and bring the attention of the intellectual to the issue of imminent danger of climate change? JC from Taichung, Formosa, or Taiwan.
Earth-loving JC, emailing links seems like a good way to share vital information of the serious situation we are facing in global survival. If the world's population clearly understands the options, give up meat or give up the planet, we must choose life for this and future generations. Let's inform as many people as possible that an organic vegan diet, as stated by Supreme Master Qinghai, will move us toward a benevolent paradise on earth. Many, many thanks for your efforts. May heaven's light shine on you and your wise co-citizens of Formosa or Taiwan.
Do you have a hotline today? We very much appreciate your hotlines and stories from your area. Please send them to hotline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or log on to www.suprememastertv.com/hotline. We sure have enjoyed spending time with you on Noteworthy News.
Now we say Semoga Tuhan Meramati Anda, which means God bless in Malay.
May your life be illuminated with the love and light of the celestial spheres. We'll see you again soon.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Peru's Congress officially votes to rescind two laws to help ensure the protection of lands inhabited by indigenous peoples in the Amazon.
The state government of New South Wales, Australia, is initiating an $800,000 project to support treatment and prevention of substance and alcohol abuse in Aboriginal communities.
US-based internet company Google adds free Persian translation via Google Translate, providing greater access to websites, news stories, and social networks such as Facebook and Twitter.
Bulgarian archaeologists find the silver and gold casing of a rare 14th century book in a Velika Tarnova churchyard, which they say likely heralds further similar findings.
A newly discovered species of dinosaur, Psittacosaurus gobiensis, is the first ever found to have been a likely nut-eater and is remarkable in its resemblance to the modern-day parrot.
When a fast-moving 5-foot wall of water flooded Turtle Creek in Pennsylvania, USA, Mr. Joseph Anisi risked his life swimming across the current to rescue his 18-month-old grandson.
The U.S. National Aeronautics and Space Administration's Lunar Reconnaissance Orbiter lifted off successfully on its way to circling the moon and sending back data on our nearest celestial neighbor.
A UK-sponsored report entitled Smoke Free states that smoking cessation programs' costs would be greatly offset by savings from eliminated cigarette breaks and smoking-related sick leave.
Awakened by a smoke alarm, 14-year-old Baltasar Delgado of Oregon, USA, entered his sister's burning bedroom and pulled her out of a bunk bed to bring her to safety.
Egyptian President Hosni Mubarak, Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi, and Algerian President Abdel Aziz Bouteflika meet to discuss the furthering of cooperation among their nations.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.